Wall Street investors are waiting for tomorrow. Why? Well, think the jobs report. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 5th day of October. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news headlines, the 30-year fixed rate is now at a 23-year high. From the social media world, more changes over at X, formerly known as Twitter. Bottled water and liver disease in Nevada, and now a big fine. Costco and gold bars. Yeah, that's a real thing. We'll share the details. While EVs are selling, Americans seem to be in love with hybrids. We've got the Wall Street Report, and drugs that suppress food intake is a major worry to food manufacturers. Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you've decided to spend a couple of minutes with us learning about some of the big business news stories of the day. Want to hook up with us on X, formerly known as Twitter? We are at IOB_NewsHour, and over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, investors took a breather today, and the major indexes closed pretty flat. Why? Well, tomorrow we get the jobs report, which should give us a peek at just how hot the jobs market is or isn't. Should it remain strong, look for the central bank to continue its increase in the preferred interest rate. The numbers from today, though, those are coming at you in just a bit. The mortgage market is struggling as the 30-year fixed rate climbed to 7.49%. That's the highest level since the year 2000. Freddie Mac reports that the home loan rate bounced up from 7.31% just a week ago. Last year at this time, the 30-year fixed was at 6.6%. All of this is making many home buyers take a wait-and-see attitude. That, plus a lack of inventory, is crushing this sector of the U.S. economy. High rates like this can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs to borrowers, limiting how much they can afford in a market already out of reach for many Americans. They also discourage homeowners who locked in rock-bottom rates just 2 years ago from selling. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage is now more than double what it was 2 years ago when it was just 2.99%. Well, it's a day that ends in Y, and that means more nutty stuff happening over at X, formerly known as Twitter. The Associated Press is reporting that the social media platform has stopped showing headlines on articles that are shared. Now, X only displays an article's lead image and a link to that story. Plans for the change were first reported by Fortune back in August, when owner Elon Musk confirmed in a post that he thought the change, which came from him directly, would greatly improve the aesthetics of posts. Linked articles now appear as an image and include text in the left-hand corner noting the domain of the link. Users must click on the image if they wish to visit the full article, which could lead to confusion. Musk's platform has been the target of a lot of criticism lately, including accusations by a top European Union official who said that X has the largest ratio of misinformation or disinformation posts anywhere. The Anti-Defamation League, which is a prominent Jewish civil rights organization, has accused Musk of allowing anti-Semitism and hate speech to spread on the platform. Musk's latest decision builds on the growing rift between the platform and news organizations who for years used it to build their audiences. Among his more controversial moves was a decision to upend the site's verification system. You remember that, right? Under Twitter's previous leadership, journalists, no matter how small their outlet, could receive a blue checkmark next to their username that verified who they said that they were. Celebrities and other public figures could also receive a verification. Well, that all changed when Musk ended the verification process and Twitter started doling out blue check marks to anyone who wanted them without verifying their identity, as long as they paid a monthly subscription fee. X, two words, dumpster fire. The Associated Press is reporting that a jury has awarded more than $228 million in damages to several plaintiffs who sued a Las Vegas-based bottled water company after its product was linked to liver disease. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reported that jurors determined Real Water and two other defendants in the case were liable for $28.5 million in compensatory damages and $200 million in punitive damages. Multiple lawsuits have been filed against Real Water, and the Review-Journal said that the case resulted in Wednesday's verdict that was the first to go to trial. Plaintiffs in the case included the family of a 69-year-old woman who died from liver failure back in 2020 and the family of a 7-month-old boy who was hospitalized with severe liver failure, according to the newspaper. In the lawsuit, plaintiffs alleged faulty testing meters produced by the companies contributed to toxic chemicals found in the water. Perhaps you know, or maybe you've even bought some of those 1-ounce gold bars from Costco. They are hugely popular, even at $2,000 each, which, by the way, is more than what gold is trading at, which is $1,835 an ounce. But that's not stopping the run. The AP is reporting that in a company earnings call last week, CFO Richard Galante said the gold bars sold exclusively online are typically gone within a few hours of appearing on Costco's website, adding that there's a 2-bar limit per member. As of now, they remain sold out. So what's the hype? Well, buying gold or other precious metals comes from the fact that some people are uncertain about the future, so it's an investment of sorts. But it's also sort of scary. Be careful. All right, sure, EVs are pricey, and that's why so many Americans are skipping on full electric and opting for hybrids. The Street is reporting that according to Cox Automotive, the average price of a new electric vehicle is around $53,500. That's a price that's not entirely attractive to most buyers. Additionally, the presence of range anxiety and an underdeveloped charging infrastructure in the United States does create conditions that do not make EV ownership practical for many buyers. Data from analytics firm Global Data shows that sales of hybrid cars, however, those are cars that combine the use of electric power with a gas-powered engine, more than doubled in the U.S. since 2020. Popular models like the compact Toyota Prius can get up to an EPA estimated 57 miles a gallon in combined city and highway driving. So yeah, hybrids. Now you know. And maybe you've even got one. Wall Street ended the day a little changed as investors wait on the jobs report that's due out tomorrow morning. If the report comes in high, it will indicate a hot jobs market, and that will likely have the central bank continue their rate hikes. Why? Well, a hot job market means employers have to pay more to workers, which in turn, according to the Fed, increases inflation. But for today, the Dow ended the day off by 9 points to close at 33,119, while the NASDAQ finished the session down by 16 points to end the day at 13,219, and the S&P 500 fell by 8 points to 4,258. West Texas Intermediate crude fell again today, off by more than $1.70 to close near $82.43 a barrel. And that's by more than $11 down since early last month. And finally, there is this, and this is about food companies being scared of weight loss drugs and what might be in the future. As appetite-suppressant drugs like Ozempic and others like it gain popularity across the country, food manufacturers and supermarkets are examining the impact. Morgan Stanley predicts that the drugs are so popular that there is currently a shortage, and by 2035, nearly 7% of the U.S. population will be taking weight loss medications. Manufacturers of sweet and salty foods might be the most exposed, according to the Wall Street Journal, as investors say the combination of suppressed appetites and higher grocery prices might spell bad news. Walmart can already see the impact of Ozempic and the likes of shopping demand, says Bloomberg. From fast food restaurants to cigarette makers, Barclays believes weight loss drugs pose a real risk to companies. And then there's also a real, if rare, risk to patients. A study released on Thursday suggests GLP-1 medications increase the risk of dangerous conditions such as stomach paralysis in non-diabetic patients. Two words: be careful. That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.